embrace your bad reviews.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, I'm going to talk about the scourge of the internet, especially for people in e-commerce of any sort, and that's bad reviews. What do you do about bad reviews? I'm going to get to that in a second. First, I wanted to remind you about my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. If you want to make it to where you have absolutely zero competition, reviews or otherwise, then you're going to want to check out this book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. This is how you can even keep Amazon.com from destroying your business. You can get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com. Now, let's talk about reviews. So this came up because I was re-listening to a podcast that's getting ready to an interview that I did over at offthegridbiz.com. It's not up yet, but it may be up by the time you're watching this. It's an interview with a lady, and one of the things that she talks about, that if she could change anything about her business, it was the idea of bad reviews. And it's not the first time I've heard it. In fact, if you listen to other episodes of Off the Grid Biz, it's a common issue. And anybody that has an e-commerce business is going to just despise, because all it takes is one. It takes one bad review. It takes one nasty customer, one interaction gone wrong for you to just look horrible to the rest of the internet. Now, there's ways to handle this, but the first thing you got to do is embrace it. You got to realize, this is what it's all about. Okay, it's going to happen. If you're out there doing stuff, you are going to get bad reviews. Now, how do you get over it? You have to go straight at it. Okay, first step is you have to respond wherever the reviews are. The bad review is, if it gives you a chance to respond, that is something you've got to do. You got to jump on it right away. You've got to put yourself out there and say, I'm not sure quite what went wrong, or we understand what went wrong. We want to fix it. We want to make it better for you. Or this is how we're going to keep this from happening again. If you come back to us, we'll give you this, 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 or this. You do everything you can, even though the person's a jerk. I understand it. The person's out to hurt you. I understand. But if you can find a way to look good to the people that are reading it, then it doesn't matter what they said. If you say, we're going to fix everything, you know, well, yeah, but you killed my firstborn and you did this. I mean, just think of the most horrible thing. Well, okay, well, we will bring your firstborn back to life. You could have my firstborn. You could do, you know, you have to go over and above and beyond to say that you're going to fix it. Especially if that person, you know, there's no way on God's green earth that they're going to allow you to fix it for them. Even better, you've got to come out as the one with a solid head on your shoulders. You don't come out and say, well, you did this and you did that and you lied and you so on and so forth. I don't think that's the best. I've seen that happen. I've seen the pissing contest going back and forth between the business owner or the business executive and the person reviewing online. Okay, don't try and play that game. Play the higher ground as best as possible. That's the first step. Get on there quick as possible to add a comment and talk about how you're going to fix the issue. Okay, whether they go along with it or not is irrelevant. What matters is if somebody else is reading it, they see that you're quick to respond and quick to fix whatever problem happened. That's important. Okay, second thing, here's another thing that you can do. If you're doing any form of content marketing whatsoever, I would highly recommend that you use bad reviews, especially the most vile ones, the ones where people just say the most absurd things. Take that and put it in your content. Okay, if you're doing a blog post, I want you to make a whole blog post about that one issue. And then you can go a little bit deeper. Well, turns out that the real issue with this person is this, this, and this. But we understand. See, you can be a little bit more open about all the details of the scenario. But in that situation, you also, and this is only for lost causes, okay? This is for a person that you've already blocked and you've got a restraining order against them. That's the type of person I'm talking about. It's already a dead deal. Then you can go out, make it public, put it out there, but do it in your own way and always end on the higher ground. Always say, hey, no matter what, we want to fix it for, even if this person came back and apologized, we would fix it for them tomorrow. You have to keep the higher ground. You have to show yourself as being better than the other person and not making it petty. You laugh about it. You joke about it. If someone says something absurd, you say, I understand that this person believes that that happened, but from our perspective, we didn't see that happen. And so please come. Enjoy us. If you have a situation even similar to this, I will bring you on my show. I will have you write an article for me. I will do it. You know, you use it as a challenge. Use it as a way to make fun and have a good time with it. Especially if you've got a troll out there that's just messing with you. A person that didn't even buy from you. It's probably a competitor, but they're saying the nastiest things about you. That's okay. Play with it a little bit. It's not that big a deal. Just as long as you don't make it as serious as they're making it. As long as you don't take them too seriously and make it too over the top and get offended, just don't get offended. Stay on the side of reality and have a good time with it. If you do that, if you handle it with an adult attitude, you're going to be happy with the results. In the long run, people will see you as the adult in the room. And that's all that matters. What matters is, you know, he who laughs last. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that makes sense. When it comes to reviews, don't make them everything. Use them as an opportunity. Take them and use them as a learning situation, as something that you can discuss, as something that you can throw out there. And then the third thing I'm going to recommend you do, make sure you have a process for getting good reviews. If there's 110 good reviews and one that isn't good, you're doing okay, all right? Yeah, it's going to take away that perfect five-star rating you have, and it's going to pull it down to a 4.5 stars or whatever. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It gives you, no matter what the product is on Amazon.com is a perfect example. You can look at any of the highest selling products. You will not find one of those products that's over 1,000 reviews that doesn't have a single negative review, a single one-star review. They all have them. They all have them because no matter what, someone's not going to figure out that they're holding the book upside down and they think it's a foreign language that they bought and or whatever, you know, some absurd, crazy insanity. You could find it out there. So it's just part of the business. What you got to do is take everything that most people would see as a negative and you flip it on its head into a positive. Hopefully that's helpful. We'll be back here tomorrow night with another idea, either a tactic, a strategy, or a principle that can help you explode your business. Go check out free version of my book, amazonproofbook.com, and we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.